The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Sydney Senior Services, where they never charge for their service.
Chris Wiley, the director of the Roseburg Public Library, joins us. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So you wanted to talk this morning about a brand new project headed to the library. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're really excited to be able to present a community read project. I've been doing this work for 13 years, and this is the first time that I've been able to help initiate a community read project. We received funding from the American Library Association to participate in the Libraries Transforming Communities, focused on small and rural libraries project. And that's going to let us talk about some really serious topics that affect us. We're going to use a memoir called Rough House by Tina Ontiveros to frame our discussions.
Tell us more about the author and the book.
So Tina Ontiveros grew up in the Pacific Northwest. She lived mostly with her mother in the Dalles, but also spent time with her father, who sort of moved around at various jobs and had a really unusual upbringing with him. The book, Rough House, explores that relationship. Not only was he charming, he was abusive and he was addicted. And so she unpacks those from an adult's perspective, talking about her coming of age. The book was just published in September through Oregon State University Press, and it's gotten a lot of awards and some buzz. It's a finalist for the Pacific National Booksellers Association. It was an Indie Next pick. It's on people's radar, and when I read it, it resonated with me that some of these themes about generational poverty and about rural poverty could speak to people here. So when this opportunity came up to apply for the American Library Association grant, I talked with our library commissioner, Andrea Zlonsky, who's also a city councilor. One of our staff read it, city staff read it, and we all got together and thought, yeah, this would be something that would, grab people's attention. Because the whole point of a community read is for the entire community to be able to relate to pieces of it and be able to have conversations around it.
So is the idea then that you're going to have a special presentation, but in advance of that happening, people should read the book?
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. The book's available now at the library. You can place holds on our website. You can go to roseburgpubliclibrary.org and get started with us. You can also give us a call at 492-7050, and we can help you out with that. So you read it ahead of time. And then in late April, our Rare AmeriCorps participant, Katie Fisher, is going to have just a general conversation with the community. All of these are going to be online conversations, but Thursday, April 29th at 6:30. She's just going to have a general conversation. Then she's going to have a conversation with Tina Ontiveros and the community on Thursday, May 6th at 6:30. And then Tina Ontiveros is going to teach a two-hour memoir writing workshop on Thursday, May 13th at 6 p.m. So again, all of those programs are online. They're free and open to the public. We'll have more details about logging in March.
Now, this memoir writing workshop is kind of fascinating. I have known some folks that later in life have, whatever their life had been like, well-known or average person on the street, gone through a process to kind of write their memoir, kind of tell their story. Sounds pretty interesting.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why I thought that this book would be a perfect choice for our first community read, because so many people want to understand how you sift through your memories, what you choose to write about, what you don't, how you frame that into a book format. And Tina Ontiveros is a writing instructor up at the Dalles. She's at the community college up there. So she is the perfect person to not only talk about her own story, but to help those who are interested in writing to get started on their stories.
And for so many people, there are times when, as parents and others in your life pass on, a question comes up and you realize the only person that could answer it isn't around anymore unless they included it in their writing somewhere.
Absolutely. And so many of us don't write those memories down, but isn't it fascinating when they do and they keep a diary of sorts? And I would suspect that Tina Ontiveros is going to help talk about moving those thoughts into a narrative format. Her book is absolutely just so compelling. It resonated with me, and I didn't grow up in this area. But the themes that she talks about are themes we all, so many of us, have experienced that I think it's going to create a really good discussion for the community.
So again, people should be reserving the book now and give folks the times of the presentations that are up the road a ways?
Right. So it's three Thursdays in a row, Thursday, April 29th and Thursday, May 6th. Those are both at 6:30. And then the final program, the Memoir Writing Workshop, is Thursday, May 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. People can place holds on Rough House right now. Go to rosebergpubliclibrary.org and click the catalog link. Or you can give us a call at 492-7051 or 492-7050, and we'd be happy to help you out and get you a book. We have dozens of copies on their way. So what we hope is that people share them. We're going to have some that will stay in the collection. We're going to have some that we're going to give away and hope people just pass around. You will see this book a lot in the community over the next couple of months.
All right, Chris Wiley, Roseburg Public Library, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.